Okay, time to check in on the latest arts news with Claire Nichols. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Jason. I thought we'd start today by unpacking this dispute between writers and agents that's currently taking place in Hollywood. Now, you might have heard that this week, thousands of scriptwriters started sacking their agents in the wake of failed negotiations between the Writers Guild of America and the Association of Talent Agents. Basically, the Writers Guild is claiming that talent agencies are putting their own financial interests ahead of their clients. And it's concerned in particular about some new trends that have emerged in recent years. One is something called package deals, which basically include some agents making deals that see them get paid by studios instead of writers, and a move by some agencies into the production business themselves. So according to the Writers Guild, these changes are driving up the profits for talent agencies while writers' salaries have stagnated, even in this era of so-called peak TV. And actually, this dispute has just stepped up another notch, Jason. The Writers Guild has filed a lawsuit against the big four talent agencies along these same lines. So this really shows no sign of being settled anytime soon.
Definitely a story we'll keep an eye on. Now, I'm pretty sure what your next news story is about going to be about, so I've queued up some music for you. Yes, I'm swaying in my long ankle-length possum skin jacket.
I'm sure you look dashing overcoat. In it. Yes, and that is the music of Game of Thrones, and I am going to talk about it, Jason. But don't worry, I'm not going to do any spoilers. I just wanted to talk to you about some of the numbers. The first episode of the final season was called Winterfell. It was released on Monday morning our time. 962,000 Australians tuned into the linear broadcast on Monday morning, which was a pay TV record in Australia. Another 333,000 people streamed it live or downloaded the show for later. That's just for Monday. So those figures are going to go way up for Foxtel from there.
And what about numbers internationally? How many people?
Well, I've been looking around. In the US, it's thought about 17 million people tuned in for the premiere there. In the UK, 3.4 million people tuned into the live broadcast on Sky. And you've got to remember, that's at 2 o'clock in the morning. So that's a pretty impressive figure too.
Is it impressive or a bit sad?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I was one of those numbers, so I can't talk. Of course, this is a spoiler-free zone here on the screen show, but I know everyone's trying to figure out just who's going to die next.
And you know who's taking this most seriously is some computer science students in Germany. They've been working on an algorithm to try to figure out who's going to die this season.
It makes more sense than an octopus, I suppose. Sorry,
yeah, go on. It's probably a bit better. So obviously it looks at some pretty obvious things like a character's age. The older you are, the more likely you are to die. But of course, in Game of Thrones, you can go a lot sooner than that. So what they've done, these students, is they've taken data from Game of Thrones wiki pages, they've analysed the characteristics of those that have lived, those that have died, and through that, they've been able to identify some traits which make a character more or less likely to meet a grisly end. So, for example, Jason, if you're female and if you're married, you're more likely to stay alive. If you're a man and if you're a peasant and if you've got a lot of screen time, you are more likely to die. So the students from the Technical University of Munich have actually put this all into this really great website where you can go through each character and see their computer-generated chance of survival. And I've put a link to that on the screen show website.
All right. Now, speaking of lots of people watching things, the new Star Wars trailer.
Yes. The ninth film in the original Star Wars saga. It'll be called The Rise of Skywalker. An online trailer for the film attracted 16 million views in 24 hours. Here's some of the music from that trailer. So in this trailer, Jason, you can see Rey, the hero, taking on a fighter ship with a lightsaber, which I'm not sure is the best idea. But old school fans are going to be really thrilled to see some familiar faces in the ad. You can see Billy Dee Williams as Lando Calrissian. Carrie Fisher is back again as Leia. Of course, she died sadly in 2016, but apparently there was enough footage of her left to finish her story in this new film. And then, Jason, at the end of the trailer, you hear this cackle. And that is the voice of Ian McDiarmid, who we last saw as the evil Emperor Palpatine in 1983 in Return of the Jedi. I thought he died in that movie, but as Mark Hamill's voice tells us in the trailer, no one's ever really gone.
No. Spooky. Okay. Then certainly the saga is going nowhere anytime soon. Okay. Thank you. Claire Nichols there with Arts News.